Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, it was a relatively quiet week overall as summer is coming to an end and the kids go back to school. The Dow Jones was off about 0.4% for the week. The S&P was up a little bit, up 0.8%. NASDAQ up 2.3%. The MSCI EAFE, E-A-F-E index, up 0.8%. 10-year Treasury flat, 4.23. Oil down slightly to $80.06 a barrel. And bonds were up a little bit, 0.3%, to close the week at 95.87. Not much happening. And so late August is when the Fed has their annual Jackson Hole Symposium. And this offers policymakers and folks like me an opportunity to outline what's coming from the Fed. In the past, last year, you may remember Fed Chair Powell was talking about the markets. And that was the case a year ago when Jerome Powell, in a short and pointed speech, said the Fed's determination to defeat inflation, even if it resulted in, quote, some pain, end quote, for the U.S. stock market, didn't really matter. And as we recall, shortly after this time, the markets started to fall and had a couple bad months. Fast forward to this year, well, Chairman Powell's speech was hawkish, but it was definitely more balanced overall, and he highlighted how they're going to continue to look at the data and they're going to keep their options open. But he did say that this was essentially the beginning of the end. So this is nothing new in my view, but the three takeaways from the meeting that just concluded yesterday, Friday, are the following. You may want to write this down. So first, 2% is and will remain the Fed's target. There's been some speculation, particularly from some educators out there, that the Fed could tolerate or raise its inflation target. That's not going to happen, according to Chairman Powell. Second, officials are determined to keep it until the job is done. Keep it meaning the Fed is prepared to raise rates a little bit more if needed, and they intend to keep borrowing costs high until inflation is on a convincing path towards the Fed target. Now, that's important because that means that rates will most likely stay higher for longer. And so if you're someone who's buying real estate or looking at refinancing your property, well, rates are going to be high for a little bit longer. And so you're going to have to bear that if you're about to go through that. Maybe you're going to wait. Maybe wait it out until that time ends. When is that going to be? Well, most likely looking like right now, the end of 24 is when we'll start to see anything like that happen. The reason I say that is we look at the bond market each and every day. And right now you can see, if you look at the yield curve, where bonds start to come back down again in terms of interest rates about a year and a half out is where we're seeing that. That's what the market's guessing. So typically the market reacts a little bit before that. And that's why we're calling towards the end of 24, where you might start to see that again. It's going to be, you have to be patient. It's the bottom line. What's the third takeaway? Well, the Fed may be close to wrapping up its rate hikes. And so after having hiked rates so aggressively in 22, Chairman Powell signaled that the policy has shifted to a phase where they are more sensitive to the risk of doing too much, is what he said. And that just means raising rates too high. So how should you position your portfolio right now as we move into the fall? Because as you know, typically the market, as we enter in September and October, doesn't like it. If you look at the past, typically September and October are difficult months, and you should expect higher volatility. And without a quick Fed pivot, which the market's been counting on for so long, I don't expect to see a lot more upside from the S&P 500 and any of the major equity markets at this point. Once the Fed reaches its target, it will be likely that stocks at that point will go back up again. So right now I'm saying patience, discipline, those are the key in the months ahead as you look at investing in this market. So what are some strategies you can do right now? Well, certainly take a look at your portfolio. I know a lot of you have been ignoring it for some time. I wouldn't recommend that. There's certainly some areas of strength in your portfolio that probably got a little ahead of themselves. And so now is a great time to take that off the table. dollar cost average into those other sectors in the stock market that are trading at below fair value. So there's still some decent value around if you look on the equity side. And on the fixed income side, I'm seeing a very interesting development occur there. And so let me share that with you this morning. I'm still liking the barbell approach. I talk a lot about this. I like to visually explain this. What that means is a barbell, you know, when you lift one, you do a curl, say with your, you know, your hand and your bicep, you're trying to work that bicep muscle. There's weight right on each end of the handle that you hold. That's a barbell. And you can do the same thing with your fixed income portfolio. It's called a barbell approach. And what that means is on the one side, you go with one term of investment. And so I'm going to call shorter term. I like the 1.5 year space right now on your, say, CDs and treasuries and, you know, insured types of investments. Those are safe. So I like that approach on the short end where you may need some liquidity in the short term. And then I would suggest you go across the bar and you go out a little farther on the other side of the weight. So the other side would be, again, higher quality fixed income that is a little longer on the duration, all right? And so I'm liking 10-year right now, and I do particularly like the agency space right now. If you take a look at that, you'll see that rates have become pretty compelling in that area. And so that's not a bad place to pick up some really good yield right now. Now, if you are in the equity market and you're particularly paying attention to the S&P 500 right now, well, what I would like to say to you there is you got to pay attention to what's going on with the S&P 500. So as you know, we were just talking about where it was settling this week. And so we saw the S&P 500 at 4406. That's where it closed the week, 4406. So what does that mean? Well, it does mean that you want to take a look at the upside of that. And so what does that mean? Well, when we look at the upside right now, I'm seeing 44.51. So if you're someone who sets targets that you're trying to reach, and when you reach those, you either do something or you don't. On the upside, we're looking at 44.51 for the next level of breakout. But again, I don't really see that happening in the immediate future here. So 44.51 would be the upside if we get through that with some strength, 45.37. On the downside, and this is where we've got to pay attention, because I think this is more likely than not in the next months to come. So 43.29, if we get through 43.29 on the downside, your next stop is 42.21. So you may want to write those down if you are active, say, in that S&P 500 as your support and your resistance levels.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.